Now to the murder of a 92-year-old woman in Queens, which is a new flashpoint between City Hall and Washington. The suspect is an undocumented young man from Guyana who was supposed to have been turned over to the federal authorities last year. WCBS reporter Steve Burns picks up the story from South Richmond Hill.
21-year-old Riaz Khan, according to federal authorities, is an undocumented immigrant from Guyana. They say they put out a request for the NYPD to turn him over for deportation proceedings after Khan was arrested back in November. He was accused of attacking his father. But the NYPD says it never got that detainer request, and Khan was released. He's now back behind bars, arrested following the rape and murder of 92-year-old Maria Fuertes here in South Richmond Hill last week. Prosecutors say Khan gave conflicting accounts of what happened, at first saying he tried to help Fuertes, but later admitting to sexually assaulting her. Khan denied everything in a jailhouse interview with the Daily News. An ICE official calls it a deadly choice to put Khan back on the street and says New York's sanctuary city policy puts the public in danger. A spokeswoman for Mayor de Blasio says they'll cooperate with the feds if Khan is convicted, but she says the Trump administration's efforts to politicize this tragedy are shameful. In South Richmond Hill, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.